The first time I did edibles, you told me I should do 100 milligrams. You're like, you bought the whole thing, just do it all. And I was like, fucking, why not? I was high for 16 hours.
I mean, I think that's a great place to start this podcast.
With me, about me shaking in bed till 7 a.m. and then like having to go out to a hammock to try to remember what fresh air is like, what life is.
In life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started. Say we're the band.
Oh, my time's ready to go. We're on another episode of Set With A Bet Season 2, Episode 13. It's actually our last episode in this room, and what's a better way to do the last episode in this room but with my roommate, our guest, Russell Rogers, everybody.
Oh, Russell Rogers.
Ah, Russell Rogers, yes.
And my roommate, Zane Lovelady.
Oh, thanks, man. Oh, it used to be both of our roommates.
Bear.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
we
you.
All lived together in different houses at different times.
Yeah, and we all lived in the same house together.
This house.
At one point.
This house, in this room. You lived here. We all lived in this room together.
You remember when you guys used to do your shirtless workouts in the driveway?
Yeah.
And then eat deer meat? Make tacos.
You're welcome.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
And you're like, I wonder where the gay rumor started about us.
Yeah, you had to pick up.
Somehow it wasn't that.
That sense. It was all the butt fucking we were doing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I like my deer meat and my bear meat uncooked. Raw. It's Set With A Bet, and Russell already knows what he's doing. Everybody's drawn their challenges. Russell's not happy.
No, he's not.
Please.
This is what happens when you go, you're the last one on the episode, man. Like, you get what's left.
You get what's taken.
Well, let's go ahead and make you draw, though.
Oh, yeah, Robert
likes
to do that.
Shits and giggles. I folded it up real tiny, so he really has to unfold it to get the challenge. We can't hear you, Russell. We don't have the...
He said it's more of a wad than a fold.
Seven pies.
Yeah.
What if instead of getting pied, I tried to eat them during my set?
I mean, they'll be on your face, so
you can try to eat them after we shove them in your face.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I might not have much of a choice.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What kind of pies are these going to be? Are they just like whipped cream pies or apple pies?
Hey, man,
pecan. Don't do a pecan pie, dude. I'm not trying to lose an eye.
Fucking pecan pie. What?
I'm gonna take it.
Look at me. I got other places I put pecan pies.
In my ass.
In my ass. Yeah.
Big nut guy.
Yeah, as a chef, that would be...
Are all the coasters just the other challenges that haven't been picked up? There's turkey.
Yeah.
The coaster is all the past challenges.
Yeah, you could... Yeah, you don't want to ruin our desk.
November 27th, Russell Rogers is going to be having seven pies thrown in his face during a live stand-up comedy set at the Looney Bin Comedy Club of Little Rock. Show starts at 8. You can use promo code GOBBLE.
GOBBLE for half off. I am defending political. I was initially thinking I wanted to be a candidate, you know, defending my political stance. But that's not really the theme of Thanksgiving, I didn't feel like. I think I'm going to be like just a different family member every.
You see, that was my motivation for coming up with it. It was supposed to be like, you know, when you go home to family and you hear like your uncle say some ridiculous shit at the table and you're like, what the fuck do you believe? And so that was supposed to be like the... motivation for it.
I think I'm gonna maybe just do like a like my own M. Night Shyamalan split and just be like a whole family at Thanksgiving. Just
I think you can pull it off. You should try.
Yeah,
that's gonna
Nutty
be really fun.
Yeah, Nutty Professor.
Nutty Professor.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do voices too?
I don't know.
People
maybe.
Just think you're gonna have a mental breakdown on stage.
That would be different. Nobody ever thinks that about me when I'm on stage. Oh, man. It's going to be fun. November 27. It's going to be back in.
So is it going to be audience members putting the pies in my face or like
probably
you
so.
Guys? I really want audience members to do it.
I'm probably going to have some comedians, some audience members. I
sure.
don't really have the logistics worked out of this yet.
Definitely think everybody on the show, like the lineup, should come up and do it.
That's an interesting idea. I like that. Yeah. Everybody gets one and then have two left for the audience.
Yep.
It's up to Bear. Bear's got his referee. He's going to be the referee, and I know he takes that job very seriously.
Very seriously. I've been studying game film.
He's got his duck whistle.
I do have my duck whistle. Oh, I didn't even think I could use my duck whistle. Fuck yeah.
Dude, Bear loves using his duck whistle.
Oh, buddy, do I. Technically, it's a dog whistle that you use for duck hunting.
It's just silent? You're just blowing on a silent
whistle? It's not
whistle.
Silent. You can hear it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not that kind of dog whistle. So my duck dogs, I would train them. There's an audio command, a visual command, like a hand signal, and a whistle for each command. That way, no matter how far away they are from me, I could always give them direction and either get them to come back to me or get them to turn a different direction and look in a different area for a duck. Sometimes, a duck will go down 80 yards in a thicket over there, and the dog don't see exactly where it went down, so you have to direct them. Mm-hmm. And so when they're out there, you got to have different hand signals, whistle signals, things like that.
And when Bear's talking about his dogs, it's just whenever we go out hunting with him and we have to track down his ducks after he shoots them. His dogs
right, that's,
are...
The dogs bring him back.
Yeah, but we're his dogs.
The dogs. That's Katie's stupid. Job now, I thought.
No, she does not get in cold water. She is. I did get Katie to go to a deer stand with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got her out in the woods. She went to a deer stand with me, and we even saw a little buck came in with like 7 yards of us. And she was chill and quiet and did so good. I was so proud of her because she's like a hell of a city girl. She's like a city girl, and she don't do the woods. But the fact that she came out there in the woods with me, that meant a lot to my heart.
That is nice.
Yeah.
That is nice. You just blew it away just right there.
That wasn't that buck.
Okay.
No, that buck, she heard me shoot it, and then she was like, because I told her that I was going to need help cleaning it. And she's like, you want me to help you? I was like, nah, I got this one. Russell, you don't know this. A week ago, I shot what I thought was a doe at 300 yards. And, when there's just one deer out there, it's hard to tell its size, especially if there's not another deer to compare it to. And I shot like a baby. It just got its spots removed. It had horns, but they hadn't broke through the skin yet. A baby.
Took out Bambi, dog.
No, I took out Bambi's little brother.
That sucks.
Yeah, man. I felt bad, but, it happens. It's a mistake. You still got to eat it. So.
Tender meat.
Fuck, best meat you'll ever have.
Exactly.
Dude, them babies eat good. Mm-hmm. Fuck yeah, they do. Nice and tender. It's like veal.
Yeah.
You got to come over and get a shirtless workout in, and we'll have that baby deer.
Hell yeah.
Over.
Let's fucking go.
Over some flames. God, I love deer meat, dude. I love deer meat. That's the only thing I'm excited about for the apocalypse is just shacking up with you, buddy, and having deer meat.
And after
meat.
All the butt sex, game. We're going to have some deer meat.
Yeah.
All kinds of wild games going on.
I'll go out in the woods with you.
I'll send a deer stand. I'll do it.
Take me to a deer stand. You haven't asked me one time to go to a deer stand this year.
I just figured you'd be real bored, buddy.
It's okay. I know. It's cool. There's still time.
You also wear way too much perfume. They wouldn't even come on the property smelling your ass out there.
I'll put on deer piss for you. I'll put on deer piss. I'll spritz myself. Tell me.
I'll stay in the duck blind so good.
Yeah, it's called a blind. I would.
I put Zane in a blind. That's kind of fucked up.
I am nervous having you on this podcast, just because we live together all the time, and I feel like I've been a bad roommate lately. And then I was like, "Here's a microphone."
Yeah, my girlfriend just had to clean up your Popeyes outside.
I know, dude.
And you said, "Which one?" Zane, are you done with this Popeyes? I have multiples around the house that I'm working on right now.
I have been bad lately. I've been so bad.
You've been naughty.
Come on, Zane.
You've been a naughty guy.
I've been a naughty boy. I know. And then I was like, let's talk for a while for the people. I know.
We're just going to go through chores while we do this.
Yeah.
I unclogged the drains today.
Did you?
The one in the sink in the bathroom. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I got in
my
there.
Hair. I'm growing my hair back out again, so I could.
Sweet, I'm glad that didn't matter at all. Can't wait for that to be clogged back up.
Oh, I'm so glad to not be airing out roommate grievances anymore.
I know. I'm so. I mean, I miss you, But
I miss you too, buddy. Sincerely.
Yeah.
I don't miss the chicken in the shower.
That wasn't me. I swear to God, that wasn't me.
The chicken in the shower.
I still don't know who that was.
The chicken in the shower.
We just talked about Zane's Popeyes all over the fucking house. Who do you think
it was? Fair. Yeah, it was Zane. For those of y'all listening, when we all lived together, I did find a piece of grilled chicken just in the shower. Not like wrapped in a paper or just like a piece of fucking
chicken.
Was it
a whole breast or like a little strip?
It was a little piece of a breast. It was like cut in like a cube almost.
Dude, there's Zane that eats that shit. You always got the rotisserie chicken.
I was like, why the fuck are you eating this in the goddamn shower? This makes no fucking sense.
It was dry there.
It was way too chewy.
Unless a cockroach picked it up out of Zane's room and carried it to the goddamn shower.
Which, you know, is possible.
It's fucking possible around here.
Yeah, honestly, yeah.
They're water bugs, okay? That's what I tell all
We the- had this spider in the shower for a little bit. And I would find, like, cockroaches, and I'd get little pieces of its legs and put it for this cock spider to eat. I was like, dude, Terminator's not coming out. I'm making my own.
Dude. So, down there in Gurdon, on one of my doors, I've got this door that is basically the entire door is a window. And it's got blinds built into the door. Mm-hmm. And we got this banana spider, this huge banana spider. It's, like, as big as my palm that built a beautiful web over it. It would catch like horse flies and shit. And I got to see it like, cause I would be inside the house and it would just be chilling and the horse fly would land on it. And I could see it go up the web and like inject it with venom and like wrap it in, then eat it later. Like it was really fucking cool.
Yeah. It is crazy how bugs just live in a completely different world than us, but in the same planet.
And I found out that, dude, check this out. The reason why insects are the size that they are, it has to do with the amount of oxygen in the atmosphere. So back in the day, when you find fossils of giant insects, it's because the oxygen was higher. Mm-hmm. So if oxygen was higher in our atmosphere, we would have insects like the size of horses.
Right.
Which is fucking terrifying. It's a crazy beetle to think the about size it. Of a tank? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck cool. that noise, bro.
That's
mosquitoes?
A rhino.
A mosquito that can suck you dry in one shot? Like a $2 whore on Broadway? Fuck that.
I know a few of them. I read something recently about how time is literally goes slower for bugs. Like your perception of time matters with how big you are physically.
Yeah.
So a fly, like time really is just like really slowed down. That's partly why it's so hard to hit a fly. Is they're already nimble, but it's already like they're perceiving things slower.
Their reaction time is definitely higher. But and they also have bitter eyes. They got eyes going in all kinds of different directions. Man, I tell you what.
They also live for like 3 days though.
I thought it was like 24 hours. I thought it was less than 3 days.
It's super short.
Yeah,
it's somewhere
short.
There.
But it's like, I mean, you think about that. It's like when you're a kid, you know, and you're like the first 3 days, you got to think like, God, this is so long. When's it going to be right. night, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas like as I'm in my 20s, I'm like, oh, things are picking up a little bit, dude.
Oh, bro, it starts to go quick.
Yeah.
Older you get, the quicker it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets faster and faster. But like for a fly, it's like, whoa, this is going to be I'm going to be around for forever. Days are long.
Bro, speaking of flies, it's got me thinking, like, there's a quote in a Stoney LaRue song that, like, has really been resonating with me here lately, and it's just an old saying that he put in a song, but it's, you catch more flies with honey, more with a whisper than a shout. And that just, boy, it's never ring more true in my life. Because, like, when I get upset and angry, like, I get, like, I'm like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Right.
Like, you ever been so mad you lose a doctorate?
A doctorate?
Yeah. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He got so angry, he lost his fuck. He got so crazy, he lost his doctorate.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, he's like killing people.
Yeah, it's not Dr. Jekyll and Dr. Hyde.
It's Jekyll Dr. Hyde. Jekyll.
Jesus That's Christ. What I said.
But yeah, you just
no,
get
you're saying an animal.
I get like that too. I like get encompassed by anger.
Yeah, when I get, like, if I don't let myself cool
no
down,
stopping
like,
it.
I can't think properly.
Yep. Me too.
You are so
fucking
good
white man rage.
Yeah, but I've been really
white
focusing.
Man. That goddamned white man.
No, it ain't just white people. Like, I've seen other.
It's males. It's testosterone.
I think it has a lot to do with testosterone.
I read this short story, like, a month ago, and it was about this person that had been a serial killer. And they're like reflecting on it because they went through this experimental like trial to revert them from their killer ways. So it's like them in the future reflecting on it, and them, like, there's like two parts, and then the other part is them, like, in the interview with the person that caught them, being like, you're not going to get me to stop killing. Like, this is just who I am. This is what I do. And then they go through the trial, and part of it is transitioning them to a female. Like, they take away all their testosterone, and then they get captured, like, in the story, and then they wind up in some dude's basement tied up, and they're just, like, speculating on how they're going to get killed, what the motive is, if this would be proper retribution for their victims' families, who they still really don't feel anything for. They feel, like, very numb towards the victim's family. Like, they're not, they haven't really changed. They just don't have the drive to kill anymore.
Just because they don't have testosterone?
Kind of was what it's implied. It seemed like there's some other things going on, but that was, like, the main one.
Well, men are evil. We just got to get rid of all men. No more testosterone. Boom, problem solved. Isn't that what it's everybody's true. Telling you nowadays?
We finally figured it out.
Yeah, I know.
I would probably rather the death penalty than to get castrated.
Fuck yeah, I would.
But testosterone is fucking fun, dude.
Fuck yeah, I love being a man. I love having testosterone.
I don't want to kill anybody. Unless you, like, cut me off on the interstate.
Yeah, dude. I'll get fucking hot over
dude,
that.
The last time I got that mad was coming off Fair Park, and somebody threw a beer can out of their car, and it hit mine. Like, for no reason. And I, like, got, and they brake checked me, like, two times going down Fair Park. I was ready to fight this motherfucker, and Sarah was in the car with me. Like, I was just completely gone.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad afterwards, because, like, that kid would have had a gun and, like, shot back at us, and had my girlfriend in there. Like, it's one thing to do that by yourself, but when you have somebody else responsible for, I don't know, I shouldn't have kids. I'll stick with the dog.
No, dude, I get it. I've had several times in traffic where I'm like, you mutt, and then
that's
Katie
the worst
will be
place
in the car with
it.
Me, and it's like, all right, I got
to
calm the fuck down. Like, first of all, I don't like her seeing me lose my shit.
Yeah.
That's not a good feeling. Your girl watching you, like, fly off the handle. And so it's like, all right, I got to, is this worth it? No. Like, is me yelling at them going to make them a better driver? No, they're probably going to be dead in 2 weeks because they cut off an 18-wheeler and got squished.
Hopefully.
So hopefully. So just let them go about their business, and I'm not in a hurry. I can afford to wait. I'll be all right.
Yep. It's just not worth it.
It's not, man.
I get the maddest on the road. That's like...
Yeah, I get it, dude.
Well, I think it is a survival tactic, though, because, like, as a blind dude, like, I don't get angry ever, really. Like, I do feel anger, but it usually translates more to, like, shame than in my day-to-day life, because it's just, like, it doesn't make sense for me to get so fucking irate, because I'm going to lose most fights, probably.
Well, the road does it for me, because, like, I know that, like, I've been in enough wrecks where I almost got seriously fucked up that I know how easy it is to go from, yeah, we're just driving to we're all dead, and then to have somebody doing something that they don't have to do. They're,
yep,
being stupid.
Exactly.
They're doing something, and they're doing something that, like, is putting everybody on
endangering
around them in danger.
And fathers.
Just so
and
they can be in a hurry for whatever, because they're so important.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah, that shit fucking gets me, dude.
I think it's going to be illegal for humans to drive.
Eventually, yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
It'll be illegal on public roads for
we
sure.
We all shouldn't have our own chariots. 3,000-pound chariots flying down 80 miles. It's just stupid.
Yeah.
I think we should, but, like, on the public roads, they're going to make you hook up to the AI.
Yeah.
They're going to make you have self-driving, just because it's going to be way safer.
Yeah. I used to try and have a bit about it, like, the cop walk up, like, sir, are you operating this motor vehicle? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're in huge trouble if you are. It's so funny. And also, the police in Little Rock don't police it at all.
Like, fuck no. That's why when I got pulled over for my tags being expired, I was like, where the fuck have you been for the past 6 years of my life?
Well, but when you got pulled over, that's what made it anymore. It's so unsafe to stop somebody for a traffic violation, in particular in Little Rock. Like, you've got to have a squad of police cars to make a traffic stop.
Anymore. Yeah, when they pulled, dude, I got pulled over a couple weeks ago for expired tags, and they had two cops cars behind me, two in front, and, like, one on the side. And they all came out, and they all, like, had their hands on their weapons, but they were all pointed at each other. I was like, you guys are fucking stupid. Y'all just want to shoot each other. Like, you're not even being tactical about this. If I start shooting, nobody can shoot because you're all behind each other.
Pull out a gun and duck. That's what we need to do.
Boom, boom. Yeah. Well, that problem solved itself.
Surround the vehicle in case he jumps on top of his car.
Just hit him with a little Burt Reynolds and just get out of the way.
And the situation was very tense until we started speaking, and then it was de-escalated, and, like, there was no issue at all. I just had expired tags. But I was just
oh, he's white.
No, it was a black lady that pulled me over.
One of them?
Yeah. And no lie, when I saw her coming up, I was like, oh, shit, she's about to get me. Like, she's about to, there's about to be some payback for all the things white cops have done. Fuck, I'm going to be a statistic. No, she was hella polite. She was a sweet lady.
Yeah. Yeah. One, it is so dangerous to get pulled. I mean, there's no, it's like, it's one of the most dangerous things that, like, a cop can do is, like, is do, besides, like, a domestic violence, you know, because you just don't know. You don't know who's in that car.
You don't know what mood they're in, what drugs they're on, what space they're in, what weapons they got,
what warrants they have,
yeah,
what they're running from.
Yeah, it happens all the time. They just walk up to a window and get blasted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I've watched a ton of body cam footage of that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It's so crazy. Yeah. So it's like you got to have a team of people. So, anyways, folks are just out here like, I'll just get wherever I want as fast as I want to go, because it's just not worth to pull over someone who's speeding just for the trouble.
Little Rock is one of the better cities, though. Like,
you
as far
think
as
so?
In the city, yes. Memphis, just like close by, is trash to drive.
Oh, dude,
in.
Memphis is dangerous.
They have the
you
got to
be careful
drivers.
In Memphis.
There's every time I go through there, there's somebody going like fucking 90 to 100 down the 6 lane, like swerving in and out. You like rarely ever see that in Little Rock.
Everyone gets
there's
mad.
There's a lot more shootings in Memphis. There's a lot more violence in Memphis. Like,
and those roads are just shit. There's a bad infrastructure in Memphis.
Yeah. Everyone gets mad at, like, Ja Morant. You know about Ja Morant, right? You know about this, Baron? Ja Morant.
Yeah, thanks to the basketball player that had the gun on his Instagram.
Yes, twice.
Yeah. Oh, he did it twice?
Yeah, he got...
And he beat up a 16-year-old kid off season.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, apparently him and his team were, like... pointing laser pointers at the Indiana Pacers bus. Like,
real? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, it's like...
That's fucking funny.
You drafted him to the Memphis Grizzlies.
Well, the thing is...
What do you want from this man?
He's not even from the streets, though. That's the funny thing about it.
But now he's in Memphis.
He's from an affluent neighborhood, has a good father. The whole deal. His dad looks just like Usher. It's pretty funny. But I've been to a few Grizz games, the most athletic human being I've ever seen in person.
Really?
Ja Morant's nuts. That dude, every game I've been to, he gets the ball
stolen
from him.
Were you with us when we saw Kawhi Leonard in L.A.?
No.
Dude, that dude's fucking... I was in the nosebleeds at Staples Center. It was like, that dude's a freak.
Yeah.
Like, the way he could jump and move, I was like, oh, there's not many...
His hands are, like, out to here.
Yeah, there's not many humans like that, dude.
Yeah, Kawhi's nuts.
Yeah.
What were you saying about when he got the ball in his hand, Ja?
Oh, Ja would, all three games I've been to, he'd get stripped, and then he'd just get mad and, like, run down this, like, the guy would try to put up a layup and transition, he'd block it. Just jump up, like, above the backboard almost, you know?
Yeah, that's how Kawhi was, dude.
I'd love to see Kawhi. That'd be sick.
If you want players to stop brandishing their weapons, then get the team out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's
a great, yeah.
That's the answer.
That's a good
to that.
Fan base, though.
Yeah, dude.
It's a little fan base.
Yeah, he's playing to his fans.
Right, he's putting butts in seats.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's appealing to his audience.
When he gets back, like, he is packing that bitch out. He's going to be on SportsCenter all the time. Like, he's the man in Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's doing the gang shit, though. Like, his mother's
because he's in Memphis.
His mother's a college basketball coach. His dad, I don't know what the fuck he does.
Bro, when I go to Memphis, like, I'm in a gang. What are you talking about?
Yeah, dude.
You got to. It's Memphis.
Yeah, you choose a side.
Right. You got to survive.
Yes, man.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's
I'm not mad at Ja. You know, that's just, he's just a product of his environment that he's now in. Yeah, dude. And he's one of the best.
But that's
though.
The thing is, like, get guys around you with guns. Don't be holding the gun.
Yeah.
Well, don't be putting it on fucking Instagram.
Don't be putting it on Instagram either.
Hey.
Yeah.
Let's just be smarter than this, guys. Come on.
Yeah, fucking $200 million. He can't hire a hit squad.
Well, I mean, he wasn't being...
Have one on you. I ain't mad at him for having a piece on him. Just don't let everybody know.
Don't flaunt it. Yeah.
He wasn't being threatening with it. He's like holding it. Like, from the end. He's dangling it.
Oh, hell, I've done that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. Oh, look at my gun.
I just... Turn the camera off. I just do it in my room just because I feel like it.
Yeah.
Also, I'm not in a club when I'm doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in a strip club once, and then one time was just on Instagram Live.
Yeah. Oh, that was he was just at his house?
One of them.
Well, then why? No, you can't get mad at a man showing his guns in his house.
He was riding with his buddy. His buddy had on the Facebook Live.
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's his team that keeps, like, recording him. with these guys.
Yeah, hey, like, guys, no cameras.
Yeah. I was like, his whole, all his boys just keep doxing him.
What an asshole.
All the memes were so funny about it, though, because there's like rumors about him getting traded to Chicago. It was like John Morant 1 week into Chicago, he's a fucking bazooka on him. And there's been all these like John Morant workout videos of him like at the gym just doing like little trigger things yeah. with weights.
Yeah, that's funny.
And like crip walking on the treadmill. It's so fucking funny, dude. It was worth it.
It was worth it.
For the culture, like it's so funny.
25 games, the Grizzlies season in the tank.
He's doing himself a favor. Like, because that dude is so explosive, he would destroy his knees. He's going to Derrick Rose it eventually. There's no way he doesn't. He could, but now he's giving himself more chance to like get stronger, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I believe that Derrick Rose, if he had existed in like an earlier time, wouldn't have obliterated
his knees.
If he
had better
training. Yeah.
I agree.
I think the engine was, they just weren't doing oil changes enough on that guy. You know, I don't know that for
but
sure.
It's probably going to help Jaw out long term. Like,
yeah.
Not jumping as much as he.
They're trying to get more players to play in the NBA. They're trying to figure it out. I'm not going to just get into basketball. Nobody wants to hear about that. I have been telling people.
I was so happy that like I kept up with the conversation a little bit. Like,
yeah, that was good.
I know who Kawhi Leonard is. Like, I've been
good.
To a basketball game.
You know all about guns.
Like, yeah, like I can speak about firearms.
Yeah.
So.
You listen to Gucci Mane.
No, he doesn't know who Gucci Mane is.
I know who Gucci Mane is. I couldn't tell you one of his songs.
Like, as a concept, I know Gucci Mane.
Yeah. I keep telling people that I'm very disappointed in my sons, and they're like, Zane, he's like 6 weeks old. I'm like, no, the Phoenix Suns.
That's so funny.
The Phoenix Suns. I'm disappointed
more than one?
In the basketball team.
Yeah. That's funny, especially if he overhears you and doesn't understand.
I know. I don't even know who Bradley Beal is, Dad.
He's just in his room, like, weaving a basket. Like, my dad wants me to make more baskets.
Oh, my son's going to be so confused, dude.
It's going
to
be great.
Father always said not to steal.
Nah, I'll straighten him out. You got a team around you, buddy.
Yeah. That's going to take one. Yeah, there is one. Yeah, he gets to meet his uncles tomorrow. I keep...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they coming down? Or are you going up there?
They're coming down.
Nice.
They're coming down. I keep I keep forgetting Archer's not my little brother.
Jesus Christ.
Like, it is different, Zane.
We're going to meet your brothers tomorrow. I mean your uncles. That's right. I'm your father. yeah, dude. I farted on a girl last week.
Where did what about Jaw?
Great transition.
Yeah, brought this up in your brain.
I was just thinking about
going ballistic. You know,
were you on Instagram Live when you did it?
Yeah, I had my boys recording. I farted on her. I was in a corner, and I, you know, everyone was like kind of.
Oh, she backed you in a corner. It was your self defense mechanism. Like an octopus. Get away from me, bitch.
I inked.
Nobody ever.
Oh, you made me ink. Have you seen that from Finding
yes,
Nemo?
Yes, I've seen Finding Nemo.
Nobody would ever.
You're the one that
hadn't
seen Shrek, you bitch.
What?
He hasn't seen Shrek. We found this out a couple episodes ago. I'm still mad about it.
I do have some
it.
Swamp ass, though.
All right, tell your fart story.
You can
story.
Just skip straight to Shrek 2. It's better.
Shrek 2 is better?
No,
Shrek
it's not. Don't listen to fucking Russell.
It's hilarious.
He doesn't even do stand-up. Don't even fucking listen to him. God damn it.
Bear's so bitter about that.
I don't do stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's because you're so fucking funny and it hurts my feelings.
My moments.
Yeah.
I've been focused on other stuff. I've been working on scripts really hard.
I know, you're like being a whole person and shit. And like, why?
Boo.
Boo. Be a comedian and that's it. Make it be your only thing about your personality that's interesting. Like, come on.
So I was farting on this girl. And
something Dubbo would ever expect from a physically impaired person, by
no.
the way.
No. Yeah. Well, I didn't fart like cheeks to thigh, like to skin, you know. But like I,
no, you had clothes on. You weren't an animal,
right? Yeah, you're like pulling pants down on her.
Imagine how scared a bitch would be if you like she sees a man pulling his pants down and then turning around. It's like, what's happening?
I'm skunking you. She's like, step up from mooning, moon buying. I was in a corner and I like just let one rip. And it was like one of those real toxic, like frozen food farts.
Yeah, I've met you. I've been around you. After.
What? No, you haven't. You don't know.
Bitch, I've lived with you. I've been on the road with you. What do you mean I don't know your farts? I could pick your fart out of a lineup. I could pick your fart out of 13 other farts.
It was bad. It was not a Zane fart, though. Some of my, I think most of the time my farts are already full. Like when I'm
I think she'll be the judge of that.
I know. I should talk to her about it.
Yeah. Who was it?
What did you think? One of my managers.
That was on purpose, Zane.
No, I swear to God, it wasn't. She's really cute.
Wait, so she was standing in a corner, you backed into a corner, just let her in.
Yeah, that would
trapped
be
her.
I was blind, thought I was alone. Just let her rip.
That's funny. Was she like, excuse me?
No, I let it rip because I was like, everyone's out front. Like, I'm just going to let it rip back here. You know, I don't want to, like, you know, suffocate anybody. I'm sitting right next to the cash room door. It was her first time closing. She just started. So she comes back there. And, like, as this fart is leaving my body, as she rounds the corner, it's like, I'm just going to check my code, make sure it works for tonight. It comes and stands. Right, I had to run away. Like, she wasn't going to know it was me or something. Like, if I just got out of there.
I mean, of all the blind shit to do, that's an understandable one, like, to be honest.
Well, even if I wasn't blind, I wouldn't have. She was around the corner. She was around the corner, so I didn't know she was coming. Until,
hell, like, I can see and I fart on people. Like, I ain't fucked up about it.
It was a bad one, though, man.
That's my favorite ones. Dude, when I hit somebody in public with a rank one, it, like, gives me joy. Like, I get the same type of giddiness as when I kill a deer.
That sucks.
I
hate that.
I do it to strangers.
I felt terrible.
I do it to cashiers. I do it, like...
You're an ass predator, dude.
Oh, bro.
That's a different thing.
That's right, yeah, yeah. My favorite is, like, sporting events. When I'm walking by and they're all sitting down and I'm at, like, their eyes are, like, ass level. And I just, like, dust a whole
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, dude. And they're all, like, looking at each other like, oh, 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 oh. And I'm like,
hit them with the slow release.
Yeah, because it don't go immediately. It takes its time.
Oh, that's so bad. That's so bad. I hate that.
It's a good. Dude, my favorite is when I blow up a bathroom and then somebody goes in there after me. Because I'm always in the other room and then you just hear, oh, God, fucking damn. Yeah. And that's my favorite.
How many times are you pooping a day?
Once.
Once a day.
If it's more than once, I'm sick. Like, I have some days where I'm, like, four times a day, but that's, like...
That's a bad day.
That's a bad day. Like, I have a stomach issue, something's wrong.
Look,
when I'm regular,
you don't think he's holding in a few shits?
How many times are you pooping a day?
Probably three.
Yeah.
You poop three times a day?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I was a pooping man.
Three or four.
No, shit. Times. That's...
Lots of shit, actually.
You're supposed to poop, like, two or three times a day.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Means you're getting enough fiber. Now, the key is I don't get too much fiber. Then it's, like, just bad. But I usually wake up, shit immediately, drink some coffee or drink tea or whatever. Then I poop again. And then there's something else throughout the day. Something like breakfast.
See, I get up, drink two cups of coffee. That second cup, you know, nature starts knocking on the door. Like, hey, this turd tunnel's about to evict itself. You got to, you know, make some moves happen. And
get to a sporting event.
Then I'm usually good.
A movie theater.
But I also don't eat multiple meals a day. Somebody I usually eat this. One or two meals a day. I don't eat three times a day.
Oh, okay.
I'm really upset about you telling me that.
What?
Not the pooping thing.
What are you upset
that's
about?
Okay. That's okay. You should poop more, actually. I just can't believe you would put people
One's
through
fine.
Your farts like that.
It's. I love it.
That's horrible.
It's so,
people,
funny.
That's really
It's
horrible.
Funny.
I
it gives me joy.
I'm angry for those people.
They fart on me all the... You know how many times I've been farted on in my life? Go fuck yourself. I'm on fucking return fire. God damn it.
Well, return and fire is one thing, but those people aren't the ones...
Well, I don't know who the original fartee is, so I'm just out here just like, I'm going to get somebody.
More mouth than anybody. Just let it out.
It's a natural thing. Like
my name is Inigo Montoya.
If you don't like the smell of my farts, get
you
away from
on
me.
My farther.
How about that? You're too close to me. If you can smell my farts, you're too fucking close. Get away from me.
I'm giving you an experience.
Yeah. My natural body. Don't be body shaming me. What it naturally does.
Body
you smell how terrible that is? That was inside me. I had to get it out.
That's horrible. Right in someone's face, though?
At restaurants? Discreet. When everybody's eating, walk right by them. Just fucking right in their fucking breadsticks, man. Just
lead an unsuspecting coworker into it like a gentleman. I feel terrible. I felt so bad when I did it to that girl.
That's so interesting how you guys are on like opposite planes on this issue.
Burping, I feel really bad about too.
Zane, you see, I don't like burping around people. I don't like. I don't want anybody to smell my burp.
I need people
to
say excuse me. Also,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Very upsetting to me if you don't say excuse me.
Yeah, I'll say excuse me if I fart. Like I'll warn them sometimes.
Excuse me.
Hey, excuse me, guys. I'm gonna let y'all know. Like, especially if I'm on a bus or a subway, I'll let the people around me know. Hey, guys, I didn't mean to, but I just ripped ass. If you want to move, I understand. I'm a piece of shit. I know. Because they can't go nowhere.
Yeah.
Like at a baseball game, it's open air. Like you're not trapped in a contained place. Oh, bro, when I'm in the road and I can get a whole car, I got like 3-4 people in the car, and I get them gagging, and I hit that child lock on the window where they can't see the windows.
You're an evil son of a bitch.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I'm like, it's so fucking funny.
Oh.
Once they like realize they can't roll down the window, they're like, oh, come on. I'll let them roll it down then. I'm not a monster.
It's the panic that you
it's
like
that, yeah, it's that brief moment of, because they're taking deep breaths, and I'm like, you're fucking up. You don't want to do that.
You're eating it.
People are slamming their hands against the windows.
Yeah.
Just passing cars. It looks like a gas chamber.
Especially when they haven't noticed it yet. I'm like, hey, do you smell popcorn? Is something burning? Like, do you smell something? And then they take a big old whiff. I get them every time.
You know that scene in Call of Duty Black Ops campaign wherever the scientists are getting melted by the mustard gas in the
No, but it sounds like I have some copyright issues.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be doing shot for shot remakes of that scene.
I was known when I was in the Army, dude, I would have the Chili Mac MRE and then get on the cattle truck in basic training. They would put us on cattle trucks, nut to butt, like 50 people all standing in a row, packed into a truck to go to different training sites. And, boy, I was known for emptying a cattle truck. Like, they hated me. And I let them know it was me, too. I was proud of it. Like, I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free.
Jesus. Yeah, there's bad
So, yeah, next time you see a veteran, you thank them for their service because they earned them stripes. I put them through the works.
I got a purple fart.
Boo. Okay, that's kind of funny. That's kind of funny, yeah.
Yeah, you rescue one of your soldiers from a fart. One of your fellow.
Stay with me! There was a bear on that cattle truck! I got to thinking today about a story in basic training. There was this dude in the DFAC that was our cafeteria, and he was choking on a piece of chicken. He tried to swallow a piece of chicken like the size of my fist, which in this guy's defense, in basic, you have to eat so fast. You have like between 5 and 6 minutes to get your food, sit down, eat, and put it up.
Right.
And you have like 150 people that has to do that, so you got to be moving. And this guy just didn't chew his piece of chicken. He just threw the whole thing in there and started choking. I didn't know that because I was busy eating the fuck out of my chicken. I was trying to get that shit down so I can make some more farts on the cattle truck on the way back home. Well, I don't realize the guy's choking. I look over, and there's a drill sergeant. He's behind him, grabbed him by the waist, and he's in his ear just going, "Bend the fuck over!" And I saw that, and I was like, man, I know he's not allowed to grab him like that. That is not okay. He was trying to do the Heimlich.
Right.
And he ended up doing the Heimlich, which made him throw up, and he threw up a whole fucking, basically, chicken breast.
I've heard of this in the Army, but I didn't know it was so public. That's terrible.
That's the Navy. Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
We do our butt fucking with deer meat in the driveway, son.
Yeah, deer meat in the driveway. Leads to some gnarly farts, man. Yeah, just baking in the sun. We have to talk about something else.
Sorry, I got into farts, my bad.
In the Navy, isn't it, you don't have to ask when you sail?
I don't have to ask when I sail?
Yeah. That's when they all fuck each other. It's when they're on the ships for like 8 months at a time.
I don't know. I wasn't in the Navy.
Isn't your cousin in the Navy?
Yeah. He doesn't get stationed like that, though. He's been... I don't even want to get in on his business. Stuff, but he's been having like issues with his family and stuff for this girl he's been seeing in the Navy.
There's girls in the Navy?
Yeah, he found one. They're called, what are it, barrack bunnies?
Sea women?
I don't know. I know what you're trying to say. I don't know what the actual
what
term
the slang is for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Barrack buddies? Is that
barrack bunny. It's a girl in the
barrack bunny.
In the barracks that like
there are
the guys.
Some, not all.
Some girls go around and fuck everybody.
Some girls make bank on a ship.
Oh. Right.
Yeah, they'll make like, they'll come back with $50,000 and 50 cents.
Oh,
be like, damn, who gave you 50 cents? Every one of them. That's an old street joke.
Whoa.
Boo.
Yeah, I got to enlist.
It's not worth, you don't want them.
I don't think they take your ass.
It's not allowed. When yeah. they get caught doing that, they get in a lot of trouble.
Do they? Yeah. I thought you can fuck people.
No.
Not, military?
I mean, if they're not in your direct chain of command, I mean, there's not much they can say, but fraternizing is what they call it. And, like, it's a big no-no. If you get caught, like, you can get UCMJ action real quick. But people still do it. That.
Yeah.
I mean, people are people. UCMJ action. People are people. You know.
No, you want a BJ. You don't want no UCMJ. I'll tell you that right now.
What is UCMJ?
Something code of military justice. It's
Bear's like, I'm just not going to get in trouble. Fuck learning the acronym.
It's like United Code of Military Justice, something like that. It's basically when you enlist in the military, you sign your rights to civilian court away in certain situations where you're saying, hey, I agree to abide by this. And it's stricter penalties than civilian code because you have more responsibilities, so you're expected to hold yourself to a higher standard. And the punishment is more severe for fucking up.
But sometimes I wonder if, like, it, things, certain crimes were just like, I don't know if that makes sense, that way that we're punishing. Lucas just started door dashing, and we, he was telling Russell about it the other day, and Russell goes, how long do you think it's going to be before you eat someone's food?
I had a door dasher do that to me one time, just ripped the sticker that they taped the bag shut with, just ripped it through there and just went in there and got a big old handful of fries and took it out. Happens to me. But I don't order DoorDash a lot, so.
Here, I need a.
Nope.
Dude, I need a
Go ahead. I mean, we're getting rid of that couch.
Yeah, go ahead and piss. I'll cut this part.
I love your outfit. Yeah.
You see, it's a Seattle Sonics sweatshirt.
No, is it a Sonics sweatshirt?
Yeah, it's like a
old back to basketball, baby.
Retro.
Is that a basketball thing?
Yeah.
They were the team that moved to Oklahoma City.
Originally, they were the Oklahoma City thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah,
like 2 years after they drafted Kevin Durant, the Sonics drafted Kevin Durant, then they moved to Oklahoma City.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Gary Payton, Sean Kemp used to play for him back in the 90s. They lost to Jordan in 95. Yeah, 95.
Yeah, you're speaking another language. I know Jordan. I know that Michael Jordan. He's.
You never heard of Gary Payton?
Nope.
He was called the Glove because he played you so tight defensively. And Sean Kemp was like a dunk machine.
Also, super athletic. Crazy shooting. No. That's Sean Marion.
Sean Marion.
Had a crazy shooting form.
That's how he used to shoot a ball. Like, you just push it.
Off of his chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good percentage, though. He's
I've
a good
never,
player.
I would love to see you play basketball, Bear.
I've seen
I'm
it.
I'm not terrible.
Yeah. He's stout.
Russell's played basketball with me.
I know. I just thought that was a funny adjective to go for.
He's stout.
For a basketball player.
I mean, if you know technique and, like, actual skill, you're going to fucking dice me up on a court. But against scrubs that are like me, I can hold my own.
Yeah.
Back a motherfucker down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I just don't know the footwork and the hand placement and, like, all those little technical things that give you an advantage on somebody.
Most people would fuck me up at basketball at this point, which is so frustrating.
Because you were good.
We used to have some.
I was good.
We used to have some bouts back in the day.
Me and you,
One on one.
Yeah, I just don't have the vision anymore.
Man, he can. Zane's like the best defender I've ever went up against. One of them. He's one of the best defenders.
True?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
You play tight D.
That's crazy.
Good lateral movement.
I remember the last time I played. It was with you. We were.
Do you not have to tell this story? Because I'm involved in it.
We played, so Russell's playing a blind guy in basketball.
Oh, no, we played 5-on-5.
5-on-5.
It was me, Derek, Zane's friend. I think he's been on this.
Yeah.
My cousin Hayden. That was like it. I think it was like a 4-on-5. But we're playing against this other kid who played like high school ball. He's like tall. And his four little siblings that were like 7 down. Something like that. They're all young.
They were like 12 down. All right.
No, they were small kids.
Well, there were some small ones, all and right, there were some big ones.
You had the one big one, and the rest of them were like 8 at most.
So y'all beat some children.
They beat us. The first game. Zane would touch the ball, and the kids would go, "Hey, here," and he'd.
I just funny. Passed the ball to him.
That's funny.
I just was turning the ball over left and right. They were asking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's what really, like, I'd play Russell 1-on-1, you know, and like that, I'd lose rebounds, you know, pretty regularly, you know. Russell would get a few extra possessions.
Yeah.
A few of them, yeah.
You need a handicap with the rebounds.
Nah, fuck that.
I had a handicap with me.
I would never. I wouldn't handle it well.
No. I don't Zane doesn't like any kind of like thing that makes him feel like a slight or like yeah. He's getting help.
Yeah, if I feel like it's condescending or I'm being patronized, then I'll just not play.
Gotcha.
I'd just rather not.
I mean, yeah, I've seen you. That's why for 4th of July party, I had those big ass fucking neon
those are fun.
Balls that you and Russell also fought over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I know, and everyone was like, Russell's a dick. I was like, listen, if Russell didn't wrestle me, we'd have a problem. We did.
Yeah, I wasn't just gonna let you get it. What are you talking about?
We wrestled. We wrestled big time.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was
a lot of wrestling in that yard.
I bet.
It was yard pong.
We got into 2 or 3 scraps, right?
Yeah.
At least 2. Yeah,
at least 2.
Yeah, I know. And Russell was like big into doing his jujitsu.
Yeah, I look like I'm over there trying to grill some burgers, and I look over and Russell's putting Zane in an arm bar.
It's a shitty.
And they're the only two playing fucking beer pong anymore. Everybody else is over it.
Everybody's watching. I think it was at that point or after it that everybody was like, oh shit. What's going on? It was a shitty arm bar, to be fair.
It was not a good arm bar.
No, well, it wasn't there.
I mean, also, I would have defended it better, but I was trying to secure the ball.
Right. You're trying to hold on to the giant fucking tennis ball.
Yeah, and Russell's like trying to
break your arm so you can't hold on to the ball.
It was a tennis ball that was bigger than a basketball.
Yeah, it was fun.
I had so much fun doing
that. I've still got those balls for you. I was going to keep them so you can play catch with Archer.
Oh, that's a great idea. I love that.
Baby balls.
Yeah.
Let's use a different name. I'm not going to market baby balls.
Infant balls.
Just for my brand, like, I don't think baby balls.
Little
is
boy
a good
balls.
Not the best.
Youth balls.
Now it sounds like church camp.
Youth balls.
That's good spitballing, though.
You want to see some spitballs?
Yeah, the way my vision's going now, it's probably not going to be around to play catch with Archer.
Well, I held on to him just in case.
Yeah, those, maybe.
I've also got...
those are some big balls.
I've got a lot of stuff, like an old, like a really nice suit, like a cowboy suit that was Wyatt's that he can't fit anymore. That's a little kid's.
Oh, that's cute.
Toys and other clothes and different stuff that I'm trying to put in storage and hang on to you just in case you need it.
I appreciate it.
Speaking of suits, I have an idea for playing catch with Archer. You should get a Velcro suit and you should get Velcro Velcro balls. So anywhere is fun. Just fill it off.
Sudden, you hit me right in the numbers.
Yeah, because if you don't catch it, he's a bad throw.
Right.
Yeah, it's his fault.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, no, that was my idea, is just like get him real worked up and be like, all right, son, aim for my temple, you know?
Oh, right in the clavicle.
Yeah, like name a body part, you know?
That's hilarious.
That's how he learns anatomy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hit daddy in his weenus. Remember weenus?
Oh, dude, I loved me some
weenus. I still say weenus.
Weenus. Weenus. Oh, dude, that was a big deal.
I had a scab on the back of my arm, and I've had a bloody weenus for like a week.
Oh,
that was the worst.
Bloody weenus.
Yeah, it's been nice. Just go by rubbing on my girlfriend and like, oh, sorry, weenus. I got my bloody weenus on you.
Don't get AIDS from my bloody weenus.
Yeah.
She's like, this is a step up from you farting on me. So.
Yeah, I've only held the covers on her a couple times, and she was not happy about it. But because we've been in a relationship for 2 years. Like, we've each had some stinkers, especially after pizza night. Pizza night in my house, you know, it's a fucking war zone, my bed is. We're sending shots, artillery rounds all night long.
Because Sarah only lets them out at night, that I hear.
Yeah.
Where she's asleep. That's the only time.
Katie hates farting. Like, she won't fart. She don't like to do it. She don't want anybody to know she farted, nothing like that. But, boy, let me tell you what. Pizza Hut will fuck that girl up. Middle of the night, boy, she'll fucking let them rip.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Boy, she'll make the cat go. Me and the cat go to the couch.
I just let him go free fire. Like, I had stomach issues as a kid, so I use that as...
Yeah.
I say it's an excuse. It might actually be true, but, dude, sometimes I don't have control over it.
Right.
Like, half the time, they're just happening, and I'm like...
Katie puts up with my fart, so I'll put up with hers.
Dude,
that's how I feel.
Par
for the course.
I love a girl night fart. That's the best.
Oh, bro, they're right.
They do. They all, like, I mean, the girls I dated, they don't like farting. My last girlfriend did. My last ex did. But I was dating one girl. She farted so hard in the middle of the night that it woke her up.
And then she blamed you.
No, she was. Huh?
Like, it scared her. Like a fucking dog.
Oh, we laughed.
Oh, I'm scared shitless. I don't think it's shitless, baby.
Oh, that was a cool lady. Yeah, man.
Oh, is this the part where we talk about Jamie for the last 30 minutes? Like we did the last time I was on here.
I knew who it was, too, but yeah. I wasn't going to, like, name drop her.
I also talk really bad in my sleep. I talk really bad in my sleep.
Yeah.
I remember
you like say the N-word or something. I said some terrible stuff.
And that's the only time, though. I swear that's it. It's Jeez. Just when I'm sleeping.
I hate him.
Yeah, he can't take no transcontinental flights or nothing. He goes up there asleep, and then he gets in trouble.
I have to grab the flight attendant by the you see
Don't,
me start to drift off.
Do not let me fall asleep.
Do not let me fall asleep. I got up in the middle of the night one time, and my girlfriend was like, dang, it's been so long, I don't remember what I said now. I was concerned, it was a war zone out there. Like, it's a war zone out there. I can't remember what I said. It was so funny.
So I got these new shoes. They're the barefoot.
Thanks, Russell, for saving this here.
I know. I'm sorry.
Have you guys tried out these barefoot shoes? That's like
you put your toes
no arch
in
support. You put your toes in everything. I just went for my first long like run. I can't really run for long distances with Ari because she's fucking a puppy.
Yeah.
And she isn't supposed to really run on concrete like that right now. But I just did like a 3 mile run with these shoes like on my toes. And my fucking Achilles were on fire.
Yeah.
Like my ankles, it felt in like a good way. Like it doesn't feel like it's hurt. It's like
you're just using
changing.
It.
Yeah, I've never ran like that. I've always like tried, but I would like wind up rolling into my heels. Mm-hmm. I was like not on my heels at all doing this. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's good.
And then like
is it the type of like where you put your toe into every
it's like a wide toe box.
Okay.
So you have plenty of
room. So it's not like a 5-finger toe shoe. Because I've gotten some of those that I use for fishing.
Yeah.
No, it's not one of those. But gotcha. It's like the similar concept.
Yeah.
Does the same thing. And then I met some people and got to play tennis with them down at the Euler courts.
Cool.
I like went over and got this guy's racket and played tennis with his girlfriend for a little bit. That's cool.
With his own racket. God damn.
Well, yeah, he obviously sucks. I was like, dude, let me hit for a minute. She was good. She's like on the Euler golf team. Like got the hand-eye coordination. She hit everything back for the most part.
You know, Russell used to like play tennis for real.
Yeah, I knew that.
It's the only sport I'm like pretty decent at.
You got good at basketball.
No, I'm not.
You got better at basketball.
You're pretty decent at jiu-jitsu. I mean, you're ripping bitches' knees off and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I need to work my way back down to just farting on them. That's too much. Being too much of an asshole with it. That is honestly hurting that woman. For those of you...
So for context...
So the context is, I was at jiu-jitsu, and I saw the door to the bathroom cracked, and I went in there, and there's this woman, like, taking a shit, and I just hit her. Like, I was mad. Just hit her as hard as I could. I don't know why. No, I had a lady in a position. She asked me to roll. I never would ask a woman to do that, you know. And she asked me, and I had her in a position where I had a single leg X, mm-hmm. and she just put all of her weight on her knees, straightened it out, and I heard three loud pops, and she started screaming and fell down, tore meniscus, ACL, and MCL. And I still hear those pops, and I've not been the same jiu-jitsu practitioner since. Like, I don't want to fucking crank anything now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say I'm timid. But submissions, especially like any kind of joint lock.
Well, I mean, someone who's timid
lock.
Would never say they're
timid. Yeah.
It's
fucked with me for sure.
I know. You need to get back into it. You quit jiu-jitsuing.
Pretty much, yeah. I've taken put it on a back burner for a minute.
You need to compete.
I really do.
Yeah, man.
That's the place that
especially
you're
at. If they have any like 40, 50-year-old women in there, like bro, you can wreck shop.
You need to compete at the VFW. You need to go.
Hold on.
Yeah, I love it. Jiu-jitsu is so much fun, but I don't even know why I haven't. I've been writing a lot. I didn't tell Bear I've entered like a competition for screenwriting, so I've been like,
that's really, right.
Been trying to pump out two scripts, and that's like, or like not even pump them out, but like get them right.
Fuck it. Dude, my favorite script that I've ever worked on was working with you on the Dominatrix one.
Oh, yeah, the Wolf and...
Grundy and Stone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
I still believe in that original script we wrote. It didn't translate the way it got put out, but...
Jay just used his. I think he took, like, one line I wrote.
Yeah.
But Jay just used everything he wrote, even though it wasn't fucking funny. But...
Dude, that one that we wrote together
it was
really funny.
Yeah. It ripped up.
You guys had one about a monkey, I remember. That you guys wrote together. You guys remember the one about the monkey?
No, but it's probably in one of my old notebooks somewhere.
Yeah, I don't recall the monkey.
I don't either.
Bear was talking about
it. Is this the one you talk about in your sleep?
Yeah, no, not those.
God damn it, Rob. God damn it.
Not those.
Fuck.
Not those. Dude.
I forgot we're on a podcast.
Oh,
I know. I do it so much now. I'll like say something. I'll be like, "Oh, I'm holding a microphone." what was the just the last 30 minutes of this podcast? Just me trying to recall things.
Right, that has been a lot of this. Like, are you taking like your nootropics and shit, man? Like,
I'm not.
We need to get you some Alpha Brain.
I'm not. I need some.
Go pop a B12.
Yeah, I need a B12 shot. That is what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember a monkey script.
You don't remember the monkeys? It was about the monkey talking. It was about the monkey learning sign language, I think, was what it was.
Are you sure you're not just remembering Nope? Or yeah, Nope.
Oh, not Nope.
Have you seen Nope?
Yeah, I have.
Excellent. That was a triple negative.
Stupid.
God damn it.
No,
my point is that I liked our chemistry, Russell. I think in a script writing room,
I know,
we worked
you guys
well
have
together.
Great.
This is him trying to get me to do shirtless workouts with him instead of you. And that's what we had.
You guys carried this podcast. You took Bear from me.
Why doesn't Scounders do like a sketch thing?
Just because like
sketches are gay. Is that why?
Yeah, sketches don't go hard.
It's just. We already put in a lot of time doing other stuff that, like, if I'm down for that, and I've offered that to the comics, but nobody wants to step up and write them and come out and, like,
put
in work.
Alexi has some funny sketches. Alexi's stand-up doesn't translate here all the time because half the time people just don't want to understand them,
yeah.
These audiences. But his sketches are so fucking fun. I mean, you see it all the time. He has great premises, great ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has some really good sketches.
He
He is really good. You remember that? He
We did a reading with Mariah one time.
That was so fun.
Yeah, and that was really funny.
Dude, let him know. Like, if he wants us to produce him, he needs to come bring him to us, and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, sketches do seem so fun. I it's so easy to have an idea for a sketch.
Yeah, but it's the execution that
takes time, shooting it and stuff,
and like having the
and writing yourself within a budget,
right?
It also,
like, it has to be something feasible that we can actually do. Like, it can't be like a sketch in a tank under the ocean while
I did the offensive Olympics. That's probably the most recent one I did.
That was good.
That one was funny.
Yeah.
And I love editing and stuff. I do miss doing that more. Growing up and stuff, I used to like make little home movies and stuff. I'd get my Halo guys out and make them all fight and stuff. I'd do like stop motion picture. Like, I'd make, and we have me and my brother voice over all of them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, I loved it.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I loved it. It was so fun.
I like doing sketches. Sometimes when I write, I'll have sketch ideas and I'll write them in my notebook. But for the most of the time, I'm focusing on stand up because I don't feel like I have enough stand-up material, so when I take the time to write, like, that's where I'm...
That's the focus, yeah.
That makes sense. I think it does feed in, to some extent, you know? How much of it does, like, you know...
I mean, sketches, you can fit in a lot of setup punchline. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, it's all just joke writing. But it is very different. Like, sketches, you're going off different other perspectives and trying to make it all fit. Stand-up is just solely your perspective and...
Yeah,
it's so much more about the interaction as opposed to painting the picture.
Right. But it's also similar in, like, every source of dialogue that's going to be compelling is going to have tension, and any good stand-up is probably going to have tension as well within it.
Right. So, also with sketch, like, you can, like, different characters can be doing different things simultaneously and communicating different things simultaneously that you can't really... do with stand-up. You can jump between characters and stuff, and I've seen comics do a lot of really creative stuff with different characters in their sets. But
like he's going to do with this debate thing.
Right. But you can't be everywhere.
I don't know
once.
What I've signed up for. I feel like you guys are expecting.
I want you to shuffle through five characters every minute. Just like just a little line from each character. Like,
I've got this one annoying voice, dude. This is it.
Are you using it? You said this is it.
Yeah.
This is the one.
That's the one.
That's the one.
This is it right here, right now.
I've been doing it,
I don't know, like 23 years or something.
Really honing into my craft recently.
That was the last set with a bet that you did, right? Was the
doing Zane's voice. Doing the
yeah.
With that mask right over there.
That mask. That's... I didn't even notice it.
Dude, I had a girl in here.
I want to see the lamp light up.
I had a girl in here a few weeks ago, and she was like, what is that?
You had a girl in here? What are you doing with a girl in here, man?
What was that about?
This is where we put the casting couch. I show off the podcast studio, you know? Check out the pod.
That's so lame.
Hey, come into my studio. That's what I tell them.
You're single? What?
It's where the magic happens.
That doesn't work?
Yeah, I'm a father, but I'm also a podcaster.
Not just anybody can do that.
Not just anybody. This is where I sit. And I sit there.
Russell, do you have any shows you'd like to hype up before we get out of here?
No.
All right, then. Well,
I have a special on at Reduno right now. I'm a cook, and it is called the Harvest Bowl.
Dude, Russell's been talking about this Harvest Bowl, man.
It's my first special I've gotten on Reduno. It's actually the first thing I've added to a menu that I actually wanted. In the past, places would just take my food that I'd make, and I would be like, I don't want to do that. It's such a pain in the ass to make. Like, we're doing it. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want to. But this one, I'm pumped about it. It's really good, really tasty. Yeah. I'm going to get more specials in the future, so stay tuned. Not stand-up specials. Not stand-up specials.
Food. No shows.
No shows. I'm on this show next week called Set with a Bat.
Yeah, November 27th. We're gonna.
If you want to see me get really irate about getting pied in the face and not be able to say any of my jokes because whipped cream keeps falling in my mouth, then yeah, come on out. It's going to be great for... Anyway.
Bear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to enjoy it.
Zane, what you got on the horizon?
The third... I think it's actually a private show. December 16th, I'm in Jacksonville. Yeah, I think that's it. I'm not going to try to remember anything else on this podcast.
Private show?
I'm done trying to remember.
What private show?
Private show at the joint. There's a dispensary renting it out, and they want me to do time on it.
That's nice. Dope.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Congratulations,
man.
Thank
you, man.
I've got Old Bank December 9th in Russellville. And then December 13th through 17th, I'm going to be in Nashville setting up some shows there.
I'm going to be on. Seth Dees told me to keep my Wednesdays clear so I could do that whole fake show. So I'm going to be on it one day.
Ah, looking at my calendar right here. January 4th, I have to make sure that I make my student loan payment. So
that'll be cool.
Shout out to that. Also, February 3rd, I'll be at the joint for Off Limits Entertainment.
Yes, I'll be there for February 3rd as well. Excuse me.
Just got booked on that. Excited about that show.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah, that'll be fun. We did it.
Thank you so much for being on, Russell. Can't wait to throw a pie.
It's the last podcast in this room.
That's crazy.
Right, we're about to move the studio. So.
I'm not gonna be able to take women in here anymore. It's gonna be someone else's room. I guess I could still take women in here. He probably wouldn't mind the guy that's moving in. I could probably still bring. Hey, Eugene, can I have women in your room?
Like, hell yeah, buddy. Bring all the bitches you can fit.
Fuck yeah, we'll pack them in here tight like.
Eugene's moving in.
About two wieners in a sardine can.
Fishy and wieners.
This smells better than deer meat in the driveway.
Oh, what about baby deer meat in the driveway?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm about to have some baby deer meat. It's going to be delicious.
Did that make you really sad when you saw it was like a little tiny baby? Or were you just, like,
I mean, I wasn't happy.
Wrong place sometime.
I wasn't bragging.
Yes! All right.
I'm like, fuck yeah. Let's fucking go. I went back in the house and my girlfriend was like, can I look at it? I was like, I'd rather you not.
But if you have to, here it is. Little baby deer.
Let me get out of my.
I was just walking, picking some flowers, trying to eat. Couldn't find my mom and dad when I got bashed.
Love.
Love.
Peace.